I'm Kim Masters, and this is the Hollywood Breakdown. Joining me is John Horn of the Los Angeles Times. And John, it seems like I know we have a lot of listeners who probably are big fans of Mad Men, a show on AMC, but it appears that Mad Men may be doing in The Walking Dead, the zombies, because of money issues at AMC.
No, it's one of those stories where it looks like a little success has gone a little bit too far within AMC. They've got Breaking Bad, Walking Dead, and Mad Men, all three shows very successful on their own rights, and they don't seem to be able to figure out how to manage any of them right now.
Yeah, as fans of Mad Men will probably remember, there was a very contentious renegotiation with the creator, Matthew Weiner, and it became an expensive business to make the show. Of course, the show has never done a significant rating, but it's been a huge sweetheart of critics, and its fans are passionate. Meanwhile, The Walking Dead is a giant hit.
Walking Dead is an incredibly popular show and has been the top cable show for adults age 18 to 49. And not only do they have a new creative leadership of the show, but now they're trying to trim the budget of the show, which has created any number of problems. And that's not, I think, probably their biggest problem right now. And that would be Breaking Bad, where they've asked the creators of that show to reduce the episodes from 13, which is the normal run, to either 6 or 8 episodes, which has forced the makers of Breaking Bad to look for a potential new cable network to run the show on.
I do think, however, the biggest problem is The Walking Dead, because that is the one, to the frustration of its creators, that makes money and has ratings, which is what advertisers pay for.
And Walking Dead is now going to be made without Frank Darabont, who was the show's creator and is a established screenwriter and filmmaker. And I've heard different stories about what happened. The latest story I heard is that Darabont wasn't interested in the notes that AMC had for the series, would not return the network's phone calls, and then they fired him. And now he's been replaced by his number two. So that is a problem, to lose Frank Darabont. But the Breaking Bad story seems to be equally problematic. And it does feel as if the money they're spending on Mad Men. Now, Matthew Weiner, when he renegotiated his deal, got $10 million a season. So there's $20 million for the next two seasons of Mad Men. And the question is whether or not that money is forcing AMC to cut the budgets of its other two shows.
And Frank Darabont, you know, he is the guy who is the Walking Dead guy for people who are into that stuff. You know, he's the guy who directed The Shawshank Redemption, but has what we can call like zombie cred. And as far as the identity of that show goes, you know, I have talked to people in the industry who say you cannot just get rid of a guy like Frank Darabont and assume that your show will continue to work.
No, and I think it also proves that success can be even more dangerous than failure. And I have to add that Charlie Collier, who is the AMC president, has said, and I think this is actually true, we've taken some of the most expensive, riskiest shows around and nurtured them and managed to grow our network. And I think that's true, but I think that real growth has become their Achilles heel.
Absolutely. I've heard they play terrific hardball in the business discussions more than even normal. And I think that has created a lot of problems, as you say. Thank you, John.
Thank you, Kim.
That's John Horn of the Los Angeles Times. John joins me each Monday at 2:30 on The Business. I'm Kim Masters, and this is the Hollywood Breakdown.